morning sermon was delivered at the 10:30 worship service at the United Methodist Church of Kent. Please enjoy.
Several years ago, PPG Industries came out with a kind of self-cleaning glass, window glass with a photocatalytic surface that was said to cause dirt to just fall off. I'm waiting for a self-cleaning floor so that all those little bits of things that I drop on the kitchen floor will just get carried off. Of course, you could say God already invented that. It's called ants. But we consider God's little garbage cleaners to be just adding to the mess. It's all part of the ongoing challenge of keeping one's house in order. The writer of the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah, was concerned with helping the people of Israel to get their spiritual house in order. At the time of the writing of the book, everything in the land of Israel was a mess. It was the people's own fault that it was a mess. The people had forgotten God and had strayed from God's ways, and as a result, calamity had struck in the form of a Babylonian invasion. The Babylonians had laid waste to the cities and had carried many people off into exile. The early chapters of Lamentations describe how all the buildings were now in ruins. But of greater concern to Jeremiah, the writer of Lamentations, was the fact that the people were spiritually in ruins. They had lost spiritual direction. They were in despair and disconnected to God. Before they could ever rebuild their country, they needed to rebuild their soul. Today, when we look at our own world, we see much that is in a mess. Whether we are looking at the serious divisions and hatred among peoples, or the perpetual problems of poverty and hunger, or the worrisome state of the environment. One of the central insights of the Bible is that human beings will never be able to set the world aright until they get their hearts and their minds put right. And that can only happen through a life-giving connection with God. As the psalmist put it, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Jeremiah in Lamentations speaks of how we can experience this kind of spiritual renewal. The passage we heard from Lamentations 3 begins, "Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord." If I want to clean up the mess that I made on the kitchen floor, the first thing I need to do is to notice the problem, all the crumbs on the floor, and then I need to reach for the answer, grabbing a broom. In spiritual terms, this is called penance. I need to recognize and acknowledge the problem areas in my life, or in social terms, we need to recognize the problems in society. Let us test and examine our ways, says Jeremiah. And then we need to reach for the answer, return to the Lord. But precisely such a practice of penance is what is often lacking in today's world. The first part of penance, confessing one's sin, is sometimes glaringly lacking. Look at political leaders from the very top on down, and you often see a refusal to acknowledge or admit error and weakness. The same problem can be found even in religious institutions. The Catholic Church today is wrestling with terrible scandal precisely because some in the leadership refuse to acknowledge and address serious wrongdoing. We may have trouble addressing wrong in our own lives, but Jeremiah calls for genuine honesty in every aspect of life as he says, let us test and examine our ways. Seeing the problem is the first step, but then of course, one must also see the right solution. When it comes to putting the house in order, I find that this is the especially tough part. I can see that the sink does not drain, and that the refrigerator handle is broken. How to solve that is the bigger challenge. The Bible clearly lays out the human problem, which it calls sin, our alienation from the goodwill of God. But the major focus of the Bible is on the tough part, how there can possibly be an answer for our human brokenness. God ultimately provides the answer in Jesus Christ. As Christ offers his life for us on the cross so that we can be forgiven and reconciled with God, and as Christ rises from the dead so that we might be raised up into life now and forever with God. If we wish, therefore, to take hold of the solution for the human problem, we need to do precisely what Jeremiah says, return to the Lord, so that we might receive the saving grace that God now is offering to us. But if it is difficult for people to engage in the first part of penance, confessing one's sin, it is all the more difficult for people to engage in the second part, genuinely turning to God. In our secular age, people are so often inclined to look for every other possible answer to their need except God. But even when people acknowledge their need for God, engaging in an authentic returning to God can be difficult. It is easier to just give lip service to God or to go through the motions of religion. Jeremiah addresses this issue directly as he continues by saying, "Let us lift up our hearts as well as our hands to God in heaven." In ancient times, when people in Israel prayed, they generally did not put their hands together, but rather would lift their hands upward toward heaven as a symbol of praise and openness to God. Of course, since this is what people routinely did in prayer, it was easy to simply go through the motions. Jeremiah appeals for something deeper and much more authentic, to lift up one's heart. And it is quite clear what we need to lift our hearts to God in heaven, for God alone has the power to save us from all that would tear us down. A little later in chapter 13, Jeremiah goes on to speak of his personal experience of this saving power of God. Across several verses, he describes an experience of great trial in his life, but then he concludes, "You have taken up my cause, O Lord. You have redeemed my life." The whole process of penance, acknowledging one's spiritual need, turning to God in faith, opening oneself to God, and experiencing God's saving grace is a central theme in the season of Lent, and it really is at the heart of every service of worship. You can see it in the movements of the Mass in G that we'll be hearing this morning. Today, like Jeremiah, as we look into our lives and into our world, we may see much that needs to be put right. Jeremiah calls us to the real answer as he says, "Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts as well as our hands to God in heaven." Let us pray. Eternal God, in so many ways we stray and stumble in life. We end up being distant from you, withered spiritually, and yet you never give up on us. You act for our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, you reach to us with amazing grace to bring us forgiveness and new life. O Lord, inspire us to follow that call of Jeremiah to test and examine our ways, and then, O Lord, indeed, to return to you, to put our trust in you, to open our hearts to how you would work in us today with forgiveness and with renewing power, how you would lift us into fellowship with yourself and enable us to journey today as your disciples. Lead us, Lord, as we would take hold of the presence and power of your Spirit to be drawn also into fellowship with one another. We give you praise, O God, for the life of your church and for the opportunity to share together in life and faith and in outreach to the world. We do pray for persons in our fellowship who are in times of particular need. We remember those in various points of transition in life. We especially this week would remember those who are traveling this week. So many students on trips, and both high school students and younger, and then also Kent State students who are on break this week, families who are traveling. Lord, we pray your spirit to be with persons as they are in many different journeys. We pray, Lord, for our journey of faith, praying that you would guide us in the right ways, lead us as we would travel, Lord, with you, and know your grace each step of the way. We thank you that we can reach out together to be in mission to the whole world. We lift up our fellow United Methodists this weekend at the Medina United Methodist Church. Empower us, O Lord, as we would be your witnesses today for your good news, your everlasting love. Lead us, O God, as indeed we would lift you our hearts and lift you the praise. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the United Methodist Church of Kent Sermon Podcast. For more information about the church and to read Dr. Palmer's notes from the pastor blog with more about today's topic, visit www.kentmethodist.org.